This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
You know, we've talked about the concept of relegation in sports quite a bit on the show. If you listen, I think college football is primed for it, and how it works so well in soccer overseas. And it turns out there's a professional soccer league in the U.S. that's going to do it. And it happens to impact, you know, our own backyard or front yard, if you will. The Hartford Athletic, by the way, their season is underway. They have a game at Pittsburgh on Saturday, and their home opener is in about a week's time, on the 29th. That'll be a week from Saturday. And the chairman of the Hartford Athletic joining us here on Brian and Company to talk a little bit about it, Bruce Mandel. Bruce, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Doing well. Thank you.
Just explain to people what is happening with the league and why it's such a dynamic thing for American sports.
Yeah, sure. Thank you. So this is the USL, which Hartford Athletic plays in what's called the Championship Division, which is the second tier, is what it's called, of U.S. soccer. And the top tier, Tier 1, is where the MLS is. What has been announced and what is going to happen is that the USL is now creating a Tier 1, top tier, league. And that will be a rival league to the MLS, similar to the concept of like the WHA and the NHL or the ABA and the NBA. And so that's number one. So that's the first big step, Brian, that was taken. And Hartford is eligible, ready, and desires and ambition, has the ambition to be in that top tier. So that's step one.
So
step two.
Yeah, okay.
Go ahead, Brian. Sorry.
No. Go ahead. I have questions, but finish.
Yeah, so step two, which is really key, is that will now create in the USL three tiers of soccer. The top tier, so that rival kind of tier to the MLS. A second tier, which is the championship, which we play in today. And a third tier, which is called League One, which is below us today. There is a league below us today. So with those three tiers, we get to do something that no other professional sports league has done in America and has done in other parts of the world in soccer, which is what you were talking about, promotion relegation. And that simply is, if you're the best team in a lower league or one of the best two teams, let's say, you get to go up to a higher league. And if you're the worst team in a higher league, you go down, which means that every game means so much throughout the year. These are games of meaning every time you're playing, and that's what's really loved around the world. That's what a lot of fans have been asking for in America, and we're taking the bold and ambitious step to do it.
So, I mean, so many questions, because I didn't actually know about this trying to be on par with MLS. I just thought within your league you were doing relegation. So let me just start. How many teams overall are in USL?
So today,
across all divisions or whatever.
Yeah, today across all divisions are 40.
40. Okay, so you're basically going to split 40 into three tiers.
Actually, we're going to add minimum of 12, and the league is still growing. So you'll be close to 60.
Okay.
When this gets implemented.
I love relegation. I love the concept because it allows the bottom tier teams to have relevant games late in the season. And I think it's just it's exciting and adds another layer. And I'm a huge believer in it. I thought, and maybe I didn't read carefully enough, that this was going to be separate. And then I was going to ask you, why not have a linkage to MLS and have your top division, you know, have the top teams go to MLS and MLS send down to you? Why? And that's not the case, right? So why do this? MLS has been around now for 30 years and it's established in some major, major markets. What makes you and the leadership of USL think you can create something that's on the same level?
That's a great question. So basically the MLS is a closed league, right? So no promotion relegation. And they've done a great job of building that league out, and they've invested a ton of money in it and built stadiums and built out the teams. And presently they have no interest in promotion relegation. So that's not an open question. That is a closed question. So therefore, if you believe in that, if you think it's important, if you think it's what the American fans want, the only real way to do it is to create a tier one division. That's it. The only way to do it.
But do you think you'll be able, resource-wise, to create teams that are on that level?
I don't think that that's the right way to think about it. Because, like, even if you go back to think about the ABA or the WHA or whatever it might be, you know, it's a huge process to come up and be on the quote-unquote same level. So I don't think that's an initial goal. The goal is to rise up the league to a higher level at the tier one and then go from there and try to compete. But, listen, you're right. 30 years, what they've been doing in the MLS, I think they've been doing a great job. I think they continue to do a good job. You're not going to just catch that and, you know, just by going up to tier one. But you are going to need more resources, and you are going to have to, like, improve play, and it is going to cost more money to do it, and you do need more fans. So there's all this excitement, you know, that you're really going to have to put together to make it a strong league and make it desirable for teams to really want to go up.
Yeah.
And make that promotion something that's really important.
Yeah, I mean, I think it could be, you know, I mean, I think the Athletic are already great for Hartford, but it could even be, you know, better as that if it all works out. We're talking with Bruce Mandel, who's the chairman of Hartford Athletic here on Brian and Company. Because I went once last year and I took my son and his buddy and we had an awesome time, and I had not been, and I was somewhat ashamed that I'd been here for a couple of years and had not gone. And we really had a fun time. And the diversity and the family element of it is really quite striking. And I'm curious, this year's team, how's it looking? You know, I mean, success is what's kind of really important to bring people in, right?
Absolutely. And, you know, we've done a lot of great things, and thank you for coming. And I hear the same story from everyone who does. They love the diversity. They love the community aspect, the families, the sports and soccer fanatics. I think it's a great, it's a really cool atmosphere. But we got to do better on the field, Brian.
Yeah.
And we brought in Coach Burke, who's a winner, and his track record says is all about winning. And he had his first year to get his feet on the ground. He had 18 new players last year. This year we have 12 players coming back, so he's got some stability. We're very just very focused on winning. So we're not going to stop till we do. And we do invest in that. So in the league, we're one of the teams that's in the higher echelon in terms of wages We want to win. So I think we have a really good team this year. It's one of those things, you know, you're early in the year. We haven't even had our home opener. So, you know, why not be optimistic?
Yep.
Why not think we're going to win it all, right?
Hey, so Saturday, March 29th, so a week from this, you're on the road this Saturday, and the following Saturday, the 29th, is the home opener against El Paso. Some really interesting cities in the league, too, which I find, interesting. And there's those, you know, what the $5 any beer you want, or the $2 pints and the $2 dogs. I saw people buying like 20 hot dogs. So at night I was there. It was pretty incredible. I'll be sure to be a patron again. And I love this concept. I didn't know about trying to sort of get up against MLS on the top tier, but it's ambitious. And I think three different leagues, if Hartford can stay up, would be pretty awesome. Thanks for the time, sir.
Hey, Brian, thank you so much. Love your show.
Oh, we'll talk to you. Thank you so much. Bruce Mandel from the Hartford Athletic joining us here on Brian and Company.